We are here. My son is over here, live from Barnes & Noble's, of course, and we have a lot of people tuning in, of course, here. John, episode 74, I'm here in Boston, Channel 2. You're on Channel 1 in Atlanta. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good out here, Mr. Shapiro. Doing well.
Why are you calling Mr. Shapiro? Mr. Shapiro's my father. I'm Derek.
You're Mrs. Shapiro, too.
I'm not that old, even though...
Actually, I've spoken to your father before.
Yes, but even though I'm 35, I mean, how old are you, John?
27,
wow, my daughter's watching. See, I'm at Barnes & Noble over here. I'm multitasking because, you know, and on Facebook, we have a few people on Facebook tuning in, you know. My cousin, Arthur Schlever, from Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Rhode Island's checking us in. Do you know that?
Oh, really?
Yes. Give a shout out to Rhode Island. It's very hot over here because I'm in Peabody, Mass, okay, at Barnes & Noble. And, by the way, how was your Chick-fil-A, by the way?
My Chick-fil-A is good, actually. I'm still eating on it. I got a late start, and I guess you was telling me you don't have Chick-fil-A in Rhode Island there.
No, but in Peabody we do. Like at Barnes & Noble where I am now, like the place behind me, there's a mall over here called the North Shore Mall, and the North Shore Mall has Chick-fil-A over there. So, you know, a little southern, you know. And by the way, in the mall, of course, there's a Audubon Pond, which is the home offices in Boston. At the Burlington Mall, down south, you know, 195 and 128 South, you can get, like, the Spike's Hot Dogs, which the home offices in Cranston, Rhode Island. You can get Chick-fil-A, and you can get Dunkin' Donuts, which the home office is in, you know, Boston, you know? A little bit of Boston, Rhode Island, and Atlanta, you know?
Oh, okay.
So, which is very good. So we have a good show. We have me speaking to Al Roker from NBC Today Show on the show. Can you hear that?
I can't believe it, Derek. You don't surprise me anymore. You get all the interviews.
Really? Well, if I were an interview, I would say one of my lesser things, you know? I also want to say hi to my friend Gail Robinson. I think she's logging on right now, too. She's in Atlanta, actually, you know? And okay. Some other people, too, on the course of the show, I want to say hello to. But first, we'll start off with the segment, because this is quite a lengthy show today, but we're going to try to get everything in within the hour, right?
All right.
Okay, we have four parts. No, I'm sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 parts of bullying segment. I asked Ashley from the North Shore Mall, who lives in PBD. I asked Vega, who did my show, my birthday bash in Salem, and Crystal, who did my birthday bash, and Jessica from Woonsocket, Rhode Island, and Amanda McCarthy from Nashua, New Hampshire is checking us in, too. So we're going to check that, okay?
All right.
And the bullying segment here now on the DerekShapiroShow.com. All right, just going right into the in the row, five segments in a row, the all the bullying segment. Then we'll come back with me and you talking, okay?
All right, that'll work.
And guys, put me on mute on Channel 2. Listen to Channel 1 now.
All right, and what's your name?
Ashley Cardona.
Ashley Cardona, where are you from?
I'm from Peabody, Massachusetts.
Okay, thank you for joining us on the Derek Shapiro Show and on the DSS TV station, talk about bullying, of course. And tell me, now in high school, are you still in high school or in college?
I actually just graduated high school this year.
Okay, so congratulations.
Thank you.
So were you, Ashley, a bully in high school or were you good in high school?
Pretty good. I was never quite a bully, but I mean, every girl always has that instinct inside of her just to kind of tear people down. I think that everybody has that inside of them.
Right. Now, tell me about, do you think it's a major issue going on today, or do you think it's getting better, or do you think it's getting worse?
Personally, I think it's an issue that's been happening since day one, since the beginning of time, but I think that people are starting to become really sensitive to things and they're blowing it out of proportion, and where little things are being considered as bullying and it's overshadowing bigger issues that we have today.
Okay, great. And do you think that there should be more of a topic about this, like in the media, or do you think the media is overdoing it?
I think the media really does overdo it and pay special attention to kind of minute details, but I think it should be something more between parents and their own kids, and as in a way of raising their kids to be a little bit more open-minded as opposed to not trying to bully so much. So I think that this isn't anything that the media should be involved with, and sometimes schools, they can handle it, but they shouldn't be teaching that to kids all the time. I think it's really all parents.
Great. Well, thank you very much for joining us here on Lewis of the Derek Shapiro Show and on DSS TV station.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, we have Vega here. How you doing, Vega?
I'm awesome.
Yes, you'll be part of the bullying segment, of course. So of course, we're talking about bullying. Do you think bullying's a major issue in school?
Actually, it is.
Yes. Now, are you you're 24, right?
No, I'm 28.
28, of course. And, of course, you performed at my birthday bash, of course. So tell me, were you a victim of bullying or were you a bully back in school?
I never got bullied.
Yeah.
When I was in school, I've seen other kids getting bullied and stuff like that. But besides that, I was never a victim.
Yeah. So what do you think the major cause of bullying is today?
Low self-esteem, basically saying if a kid's getting picked on, and then when they're in school, they find somebody that they're stronger than them, and they start bullying them because they know that the person can't defend themselves, so basically they just keep bullying them.
Now, have you ever stuck up for anybody back in school about that?
Yeah.
All right. And so, and do you have any friends or family, if they were a victim, how would you help them out?
To tell you the truth, none of my family ever got bullied. basically, when I was growing up, it was you had to learn how to defend yourself. So basically, we learned how to fight in an early age.
All right. So, of course, we're going to get, Crystal on. But first, what song can we play on the Derek Shapiro Show of yours?
I can't hear you.
What song can we play on the Derek Shapiro of Vega?
You can play the Go Shorty one.
Go Shorty one. What's that about?
It's a birthday song, basically. It's about a group of girls going out to the club with their girls, but they're not knowing, there's somebody about to sing them a birthday song,
All right. Well, here's Vegas on, and we'll come back with Crystal. Thank you very much. All right. So, we have Crystal back on the Derek Shapiro Show. How are you doing since my birthday bash?
I'm doing awesome.
Yeah. So now we're talking about the topic of bullying, of course. And, of course, you're not in high school anymore, are you, huh?
No, I'm out of college.
Out of college. So was bullying a big factor when you went to school?
A little bit. Not a lot. But I did observe it in some students.
Yeah, so were you a victim or did you do your share?
No, I just observed it most of the time. I was in all girls private school, so it was kind of pretty quiet. So yeah.
So you didn't bully anybody, but you saw people got bullied?
Yeah. Yep.
So what happened in your school, in your situation?
I remember there was in middle school mostly. There was this one girl that everyone would pick up. A couple of girls that everyone would, a lot of people would exclude out of, different activities and just, make fun of them, make fun of how they looked, stuff like that.
And what would they do, or what would you do?
they would, let me think. I don't know. One girl, they would just, make fun of how she looked.
Now, did you stick up for her, or did you join in sometimes?
Honestly, I just, observed.
Observed?
I didn't, stick up for her,
So observing that, did it make you feel bad, or do you know why they did it?
I don't know. Just sometimes, people are different, a lot of people tend to, make fun of them or stuff like that.
So do you think it's getting worse in society, or do you think it's getting better, and how do you think it could be fixed?
I don't know if it's getting worse or better because I haven't been in school for a while, and I know in college there was no bullying. Well, in my college, what I was observing, but from my watching TV, it seems like it's getting worse. I remember hearing about the kid who, I don't know if it just recently happened, but he killed himself because he was getting bullied in school.
Yes, exactly. Well, so do you think the media takes too much of a hype on this, or do you think it needs to take more of a stand on this, the media?
I think the media needs to take more of a stand. I know there's a movie coming out called Bullying, but
yes.
I know it's, like, rated R, so, like, kids can't even see it.
Exactly.
So I think it would be a good idea to make that, like, available for everyone.
All right. Well, Crystal, what song can we play on this month? Because next month we're going to have a great show with you on there, of course. Visuals of you, of course. It's just audio this month. But what song can we play what song can we play this month of you on the Derek Shapiro Show?
What song, you said?
Yes.
A remix of Short Thing by Miguel.
All right. Well, we'll play that here on the Derek Shapiro Show, of course. Thank you very much, Crystal. All right, we have Jessica now. From Woonsocket, Rhode Island, via phone. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, and you?
Good, thank you. Of course. I just want to say, you're helping me with this segment about bullying, but I'm helping you with, of course, this fundraiser in Woonsocket coming up the 24th of June, huh?
Yeah.
All right, and of course, that's going to be a good event, of course, you know? And that, again, that's for this guy that died on a motorcycle, huh?
Yes, it is.
His son. Wow, that's awesome. So, of course, we're talking about bullying, of course. You know, this is a huge topic a lot of people are talking about these days, you know?
Yeah.
And now, do you think it's a major problem in schools or not a major problem?
It absolutely is. Just recently, some bad things happened to a young girl in Woonsocket.
Really? What happened?
Four girls jumped her. And she ended up hospitalized. It was on a Dr. Phil show, as a matter of fact.
It's about what?
It was on a Dr. Phil show.
Wow. So did you know the girl?
Her parents, yes.
Oh, you know her parents?
Yeah. And she was hurt real bad. They stepped on her head, and it was all because she said a boy was cute.
Wow. So were you a victim of bullying, or did you bully other people in school?
I was actually bullied.
You bullied?
Yes, I was.
Wow. In Woonsocket? Yeah.
And I was in a foster home in Carver, Massachusetts.
So you bullied other people in the foster home?
No, I was bullied.
Oh, you were bullied?
School.
Oh, you were bullied
yeah.
in school? Okay, so you didn't bully other people?
No, never. And I raised my sons not to. Wow. I think it's horrible. They actually stick up for kids that are bullied.
Oh, awesome, awesome. So if they have a bully, you'll get down hard on them, huh?
Oh, definitely. They know.
So do you think the media is taking a not too much of a stand, or do you think that they still need to take more of a stand, or do you think they're doing enough to do this issue?
No, there should be more done. There should be things done at school, events, kids talk to.
All right. Well, I do thank you much, Jessica, for doing this topic, of course, here on the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station.
Thank you.
Yes. All right, we have Amanda McCarthy now, talking about bullying, of course, and of course, you performed my birthday bash, and thank you for that, first of all.
No problem.
Yes. Now, we're talking about bullying, of course. Do you think it's a major issue in school?
Yeah, it's awful in schools. Awful anywhere, really. In schools, when you're not in school, amusement parks can happen anywhere, anytime.
Now, you're still in high school or you're in college?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
I am in college.
College?
Yep.
Now, when did you graduate?
2011, so I've been out of high school for like a year.
Okay, so was bullying a major issue in your high school, or was it not that bad?
It was more of an issue in middle school. High school was just normal people talking about me behind my back, but I didn't really pay too much attention to that.
So you were a victim of bullying, or did you bully people too?
I was a victim. I mean, if people said hurtful words to me, I sent them back, which wasn't the right way to handle it, but at the time I thought it was, but I try not to handle things that way anymore.
Now, how come do you think people bully other people, you think?
I think a lot of it comes down to insecurity.
And
but some people are just mean.
Yes. And so how did you handle your share of bullying when you got it to you?
I
told myself all the time that I was better than that and that I was the bigger person for not treating others that way. I filled a lot of my energy into music.
That's awesome.
And I rely on my friends to always make me feel better.
Now, of course, your song Awkward is very popular in Derek Shapiro's show. What's Awkward about?
Awkward is about, like, when you tell someone how you feel and they're like, oh, no, it's not going to be awkward, but then it ends up being really awkward, even though they said it wouldn't be.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to play Awkward again. And, of course, you're performing the Summer Bash July 8th at, of course, All Asia. And, again, great speaking to you about this topic, of course, and seeing you at the Summer Bash 2012, of course, would be great. Thank you, Amanda McCarthy from Nashua, New Hampshire.
All right. Of course, we're back here. I'm Barnes & Noble. Actually, the worker told me not to show any gainers behind me. Can we do that? But anyway,
he told you not to show any what behind you?
I'm sorry?
He told you not to show any what behind you?
Like, games behind me. I can't show any, like, games behind me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not, you know, set up, you know, to go live, like, over here. Like, I'm only doing it, you know, Barnes & Noble, of course.
Right.
And, you know, like, on Borders, I used to do a show. At Borders, you know, I used to have all set up and everything. But I have a studio over here, so I'm, you know, going live with this Wi-Fi, and you have a studio over there, you know? Mm-hmm. We're going via satellite, you know? So anyway, I want to give a shout to, of course, you know, my cousin Arthur again, and Arthur might call you, or you might call Arthur. I'll text him your number, okay?
Okay.
And of course, let's see. Of course, Harriet's son is listening, of course. So that's cool, you know. And in addition to that, let's see. And also, I want to give a shout to Keneally Perry from Providence, Rhode Island. I want to give a shout to Kelly Lynn Thurber, of course, and London's over here. My daughter, London, say hello. And this is London, of course, my daughter. And, London, yes, London Radio. London helps me next month to interview a soap opera star. Can you do that?
Wow.
It's cool, you know? All right, so we're going with the segment, of course, and play, let's see. By the way, speaking about bullying, of course, you know, this bus model that was bullied on the bus. Did you hear about that in upstate New York?
No, I did not.
It went viral on YouTube. I couldn't believe it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, but she's got like a paid vacation, and people are giving her money and a fundraiser for her. So that's pretty good. She was interviewed by my friend Matt Lauer. You know, I met Matt Lauer, and he's gonna be on the Today Show. From the Today Show, he's gonna be on my show pretty soon, the next few months. Like me speaking to Al Roker today, you know?
Wow.
So, but now we're gonna play Cage Bird by Crystal, and then Amanda McCarthy, Sticks and Stones. Okay, because I was trying to get Amanda McCarthy's song, her other song called Awkward, which I played on the DSS TV station, but I can't find that. So we'll do that, and then we'll come back to my winning tickets, okay? So we'll come back to this talk, and we'll just go right into the winning tickets after the two songs, then I'll come back, okay?
All right. Here we go.
So the Cage Bird, the Amanda McCarthy, then the winning tickets from WZID in Manchester, New Hampshire.
My cousin! Yeah. noticed on the internet lately of people writing songs about bullying and bullying awareness, which I think is a great cause. But I've noticed that there's not really a lot of songs about, like, coming from the viewpoint of the person being bullied. And I used to be bullied a lot when I was younger. So I wrote this song to kind of show that side of the situation. It's called Sticks and Stones, and I hope you like it.
WZID and WZID.com, and I think we've got caller number 7. Our producer's been busy eating bacon sandwiches this morning, so his fingers keep sliding off the buttons on the phone, but I think he's got the correct caller lined up here to play. You got to be kidding me, news or false. Who are you?
This is Derek Shapiro.
Derek
Hello,
Shapiro.
Derek Shapiro?
He said it loud and proud.
Wow.
Well, Derek, tickets for you and Dueling Pianos at Boynton's here in Manchester if you can figure out if we're tricking you or if you really know the answers to these questions. You ready?
Okay, yes.
All right, Derek Shapiro, I'm going to read three statements. Tell us after each one if it's news or false. And Tracy is here as your lifeline for one of them. Tracy, ready to help Derek Shapiro?
I am ready to help Derek Shapiro.
All right, here's your first one. News or false, Derek. Due to winter's prematurely warm weather and seasonal timing, leaves in Ontario on the trees are turning to autumn colors already. Is that news or false?
I would say it is true.
It is not true, sorry to say. So
okay.
We got you on one, so you got to get the next two correct. It'd be a good strategy to hook up with Tracy on this one to at least try to stay alive. Here is the second one, Derek. For those who have always fantasized about smelling like a library, there's Paper Passion, a new fragrance that will make you smell like a freshly printed book. Is that news or false? You want to talk to Tracy about it?
I'll talk to Tracy.
Tracy.
Okay.
Wow.
Paper Passion.
I am completely guessing on this, but I would guess yes. Because I think I've heard a lot of people that actually like the smell of it, of new printed things, inks and things. So I'd say yes.
All right, well, I'm
going to
go with you, Tracy, because women are smarter than guys.
Oh, boy.
I love that about you, Derek. I love that about you.
And I'm a kiss-up, okay?
Okay, you're doing a good job.
Well, guess what? It worked to your advantage this time, Derek. That is true. Paper Passion is going to make you smell like a new book. Hopefully mine when it comes out.
Very good.
All right, here we go on the third and final question. You're on your own. You got to get it right, Derek. News
good
or
luck,
false?
Derek.
An Oregon man has built his dream home out of an airplane by using $100,000 to transform a Boeing 727 aircraft into his home. Is that news or false?
I would say that is true. That could definitely happen. If you live in a plane.
You are correct,
yes,
sir.
It's true.
Yeah,
right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. Derek Shapiro, you've won a 4-pack of passes to Santa's Village. You've got 2 tickets to see Dueling Pianos at Boynton's, and you've qualified for the 95 Fun Days of Summer Grand Prize, which is a week at the Nashville Resort. Beautiful Lake Winnipesaukee. Nicely done. Congratulations. All right, it's 8:46. Off we go to the road.
We're live here, of course.
All right.
Yeah, so off the air of a story about bullying, of course. But you like that second, that touched home to you, huh?
Yeah, it did. I mean, I was really upset with the woman who was on Today Show this morning. I felt bad and could sympathize with her. And yet, when I was a kid in junior high school, and this goes back many moons ago, I'd say the 60s, I was bullied. Not as severe, but just enough to say that you know what it's about. And I had other friends who stood behind me. And as they came to my defense, the guy who was doing the bullying just got fed up with it and walked away. And that was the end of him.
Wow.
I actually gained a lot of friends in the end of my ninth grade that carried over into my junior high to senior high. And
wow.
I'm still friendly with those people as of today.
That's cool. And by the way, I want to say thank you for watching tonight and thank you for having your family watch and your friends to watch too.
Hey, I'm happy to do so.
Yeah, and by the way, I just want to say, John, me winning the tickets, the last segment was from BBZID, courtesy of 95.7, one ticket to Santa's Village in New Hampshire, so I'm taking my kids there to Santa's Village, of course.
Now,
one ticket to a piano bar, so that's going to be cool. One, come here.
Yeah, going to New Hampshire is going to be a little enjoyable.
It will be. So we're gonna play the next song, of course. This is a great song. Well, no, I'm sorry. This is gonna be the interview of Russian Roulette. Then we're going to she lives in Lowell. She's from Rhode Island, of course, in Massachusetts. Then we'll play Russian Roulette feature her daughter, Soraya. It's called Soraya. Then Russian Roulette Immigrants. And then
all right,
we'll play.
Are you coming up here for the Woonsocket on the 24th?
Yes, I am. I'll tell you more about that off the air, actually.
Okay.
And then, of course, T.I. We're going to play T.I., of course, the number 5 song for the month of May, which is Love This Life. And then we'll play Bari. Bari, of course, has the same birthday as you, John, right?
Yes, he does.
And same birthday as London. So we'll play iRobot, which is the number 4 song for the month of May. Then, of course, we'll come back with me and you, okay? So, Russian Roulette interview, then Russian Roulette song, then T.I., then Bari. and then we'll go ahead right now, and then I'll talk about the off the air now.
All right, so Derek, I see Russian Roulette interview, I see Soraya, and then Immigrant, and then Love This Life and iRobot. Is that right?
Yes, here. Yes, on DerekShapiroShow.com.
All right, here we go.
All right, we're here on the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV Station. I'm playing this with Talking with Derek and Derek Shapiro Show. We have McDonald's as one of my favorite guests and co-hosts of all time, Russian Roulette.
Without rolling the R's, it's just Russian.
I can't promise you that. I'm not going to roll the R's, you know what I'm saying? Russian Roulette. Can you do that too?
No. So we're here on the Derek Shapiro Show, co-hosting. I'm excited to see what kind of stuff he has going on today.
Yes. Well, today on my show, you know how on my show? I was going to put Jermaine Dupri on there, but no, he's not going to be on there today.
Okay.
Al Roker.
Okay, so on the show.
Yes.
All right.
You know, a few months ago, I looked at my sign on the Today Show, so we have Al Roker on the show, okay? But I want to feature you today.
Okay.
Because you are a model.
An aspiring model.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I always do when I have you on my show?
What? No, I can't. No.
Come on.
No, high five.
We're going
to have to start the show all over
again.
No, we can't.
No, I'm not going to start the show over again. You see, she's turned
me
down on the show.
I'm a lady.
I know, I'm a guy. I did this to Terry J. Morton
Lampa. A high five is good.
Yeah, high five. High five. Look at that. Okay. So, you know, a lady could kiss a guy's hand. I even embarrassed her on my show. That's good. I'm going to keep that ritual.
No.
That's right. That's her daughter, Soraya. Come here, Soraya. Come here. To the Derek Shapiro Show. Look how beautiful she is. Look how cute she is. So, we have a Russian Roulette here again. So tell me, for your modeling, do you go by your first name, your real name, or do you go by your stage name?
I actually go by Mrs. Katya, and it's MRZKATYA.
Really?
So Mrs. you can look that up
Katya.
On... Yeah, some of my pictures up are on Facebook, so facebook.com/MRZKATYA.
Now tell me, what do you do for modeling? Are you in print magazines? Are you in...
Well, right now, I just started out, so I've just been taking pictures, and I will have prints that... You know, that'll have copies of, and I'm trying to do more fashion than anything.
Really?
I'm not, you know, looking to do any type of lingerie or any type of bathing suits. I just want to be professional, you know, if like runway possible, some type of clothing line. Definitely be interested in magazines, but I'm very interested in fashion.
So if a movie, like we are right across the street with a tape in a movie right now with some big time stars,
yes,
you know?
We just got to see Adam Sandler, we just got to see Shaquille O'Neal.
It was pretty awesome. So if you got asked to be in a movie,
yes.
Because of the model, would you want to?
Yeah, I would definitely be interested in it.
Really?
An extra, maybe.
I don't have any professional acting background,
but I would definitely
No,
look
no, no, no. You're not going to be an extra. You can be on American Idol.
Well, actually, American Idol has a connection to my show. You know that, right? Ryan Seacrest is on my show, of course. So, you see, I put Ryan Seacrest on the spot, and I put Katya Russian Roulette on the spot. You know what I'm saying? Is that cool? See, I was nervous with Ryan Seacrest. See, when I put my arm around, like, Ryan Seacrest, like this, my hand was shaking. See, I don't get as nervous putting my arm around you. Ryan Seacrest, of course. Why do I get nervous with him?
I don't know. Do you like him?
I have a bromance with him. Okay. Anyway, the Ryan Seacrest. Hello, Ryan. Okay. So, if Ryan Seacrest sees this, you know, you can get an American Idol poster with him.
No. I saw the top two American Idol contestants right now, and they're unbelievable. I'm rooting for Philip Phillips. I hope he goes all the
really?
Way. I think he deserves to win this. He's amazing. He's unique. And I'm not an American Idol contestant, nor will I ever be.
Really?
Their voices are unbelievable. I don't want to be the type of person that goes on there, tries to audition and embarrass themselves in front of Jennifer Lopez and Randy and Steven Tyler. I have enough knowledge to know that I'm not good enough to be on this.
So again, your bottom line with your modeling, you want to be on fashion runway. You want to be in print, you know?
I do, and I know I have to start out small. I want to do local clothing lines, any other, you know, people that are aspiring and putting out their clothing brands or little local fashion shows. I know they had one on New Year's Eve at the convention center in Rhode Island. So I'm looking to do something different, you know, and then also if a photographer wants to get their name out there, they need to take pictures, I would definitely be interested in doing that.
And of course, your your music, you put on kind of that on the back burner a little bit.
I did. I'm taking a little break from music. My music is still online, www.soundcloud.com.
And we'll play some
Russian
music.
_roulette.
Okay. And we'll play some of your music that never been heard before on the Derek Shapiro Show DSS Tuesday.
Yes.
Make it brand new.
It's been online. I haven't, you know, I have been putting some of the songs out. My CD is completed. I need to just put it out. I haven't really, you know, taken serious time to do that just because I have so much going on sometimes that...
All right.
I haven't decided.
So I think we should play the Soraya song. Tell me about the Soraya song.
Yes, I wrote a song about Soraya, and it had to be one of the hardest songs I've written because when you describe something you love so much, like your daughter or your children, there's an endless possibility of words you can describe them.
Exactly.
And so it was very difficult for me to write something. You know, you could write about relationships, you could write about, you know, other experiences you've had, and it could be easy, but when you've had, like, you have so much love for your kids that you can never find the right words to say about them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've very carefully written the song with her in mind and what I think about her, and it's just it's just like a spoken word piece that I put.
So when you recorded this, how old was Soraya? She's 5 now.
She was 4 years old, and I actually had her on the track with me.
Really?
It
was done last year.
Yep, it was done last year.
It's a fairly new song.
Yeah, I want to say it's fairly new. So I had her on the track with me. She said a couple things, so if you listen carefully in between, she will talk to me.
Really?
Yes.
It
was produced by Lingo.
Lingo, okay. Lingo's from?
From Providence.
Okay, so this will be the second song featured with Soraya that I played on the Derek Shapiro Show.
I believe you played more songs.
No, by Soraya. It'll be the second song that I played of hers because she was featuring Hava Nagila.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, before the plug runs out over here, what's the second song I could play by you that off the SoundCloud?
There's a lot of good songs. I would probably recommend Immigrant. Immigrant is very...
We never played that either.
Immigrant is very special to me because I was born in Russia and, you know, I've been in the United States for 17 years now. And so, you know, finally getting my paperwork straightened out, and I'm an official permanent resident of the United States of America. So I will be getting my citizenship in 3 years. Yeah. And I think this song means a lot to me because of the struggles that I went through in America and growing up here and just finally becoming legitimate in this country and being recognized. And, you know, like I said, the song is special to me because it's written, like, it's just based on a true story of me and, you know, what I've gone through with the song.
Well, thank you very much. And, of course, us being Russian, because I'm Russian too, we're always Russian to get places, right? Yes. Russian roulette?
Not all Russian people roll their R's when they talk, though, Derek.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I thought you got to him. Well, thank you very much. See, I'm feisty on that.
Huh? You are feisty.
Take it easy. Thank you very much, Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station.
Feelings, sexual drives and clothes stripping, composed of forgiveness after arguments if this seed is worth keeping. My tears drip on soft cotton bed sheets, basement windows smoke like fog in the morning. I cradle my stomach, sick to my bottom, so called my biggest problem. This little dilemma kicks me sideways.
What's wrong, mama?
Composed of one man's wish and a woman's promise to keep this product because she didn't choose to happen. So full of life yet timid like summer wind in the winter. My body empty of world's best kept secrets. Royalty is amidst us. Eyes like black diamonds shimmered. Skin is fine, silken. Baby breath so addicting. Hair so soft, my fingers gently slip in the middle. Composed of Jewish blood and brown curls. She giggles, part German and Irish with a Russian form. African American tone. League of Nations through her ancestors. Delivers power like a storm. Composed accused of her mother's patience and her father's lack of vision. But she sees things deeper than they appear in plain English. She's beyond comprehension, amazing attention. God put forth his best effort when making this creation. But she's not a typical answer to prayers, so full of truth and dares. But expecting the obvious ruins the miracles God sent. I fell in love with the accident, changing plans to better surroundings. Hear the music our heartbeats make when we're laying on my chest. Your caress was something no man ever made me sense. Priceless gem like a diamond. Never grow up, stay young at heart. If you lose yourself, go find it. On cloudy days, you're so bright it's blinding. Composed of miracles. Seventh day God didn't rest, he made you different. Took time cause you're unique. Couture, only one in this world. You're composed of the finest. Riches and gold, got nothing on my little girl. She's astounding.
I'm astounding.
This is for my immigrants. I'm an immigrant searching for freedom. If you have seen it, I will be somewhere in between it. Inside four walls, forms cost more than all the riches in the world. Can't buy freedom, but blood costs souls. I'm an alien term, unaccepted. Disrespected, never got the right papers, never took advantage. Not a member of another planet, born from Mother Nature. She aborted us senseless, granted no favors. Erica adopted orphans like peasants, but we're second class races. I'm a full-blooded human, if you choose to accept this. Difference is my birth certificate, is a Russian translation. It sounds more romantic, even if the system got a witness. Get money, then whisper, cross your legs, fold your arms, then twiddle your fingers. Twiddle your fingers. I got time, 15 years is easy. This illegal madness got me working quickly, paying dues, and frequently I'm crying too. It's a circle in this room, deja vu, deja vu, deja vu. Figures stacked against me in this world on my shoulders is getting mighty heavy. Didn't cross boundaries just to walk out empty-handed. Got a suitcase on my single piece of paper, show the world I'm illegal, never on this planet. Fear no man but God, his intentions are better. Let me copyright his words of wisdom, let me implant it. Still surviving, waiting on his answer. Never doubt his ways, I never trip up. Patience got me places. Lawyers robbed and raped us. Legalized drugs before humans. Controversial questions, questions lied to. When we learn from it, grow from it. Reap and sow from it. Reap and sow from it. I got time, 15 years is easy. This illegal madness got me working quickly, paying dues, and frequently I'm crying too. It's a circle in this room, deja vu, deja vu, deja vu.
Shit get kind of fucked up sometimes, you know. I know you can get kind of carried away with yourself, but why don't you be real with me and be real with you at the same time? You can't get what you get here nowhere else, ma. Keep it real now.
You know, you love.
You know you love this shit.
Bitch, you know you love this life. Don't nobody do you like me. You know. You know you love this life. Don't nobody do you like me. You know.
Karate dress and high heels and drop tops on hot wheels. We live how we wanna live, cause we got meals
Them other niggas barely buy a hot meal. In VIP, them bottle popping, do it B.I.G. Come get with T.I.P. Be ballin' till you D.I.E. Invisible set bracelets, see clearly. Take away your stress, mean that sincerely. Problem solved, never mind that. Girlfriend, see your bag, be like, where you find that? Plus, what the fuck's a prenup? You ain't gotta sign that. You let up, take half, I'ma make it right back. I'm a motherfucking hustler, to the heart wuster. Since of leaving me and be back fucking with them busters. Bentley for your birthday, Goyard purse day. Deal with them stacks, know you gotta love that. Yeah.
You love, bitch, you know you love this life. Don't nobody do you like me. You know, you love, bitch, you know you love this life. Don't nobody do you like me. You know,
man, no respect on a big jet with a big dick and a big check. I pop big shit, I'm good as it get. You leave me, where else you think you can get this? Yeah, you can get another guy to beat that pussy for you. Them niggas cowards though, and now I take a bullet for your mansions, jewelry. All I need's for you and me to have some understanding. Have a couple candid conversations. Your frustrations I take in consideration. I'm rough around the edges though, bad with me and be patient. And you're sadly mistaken if you think I'm in the chasing. My heart is RSVP, I've extended an invitation. And don't go wasting your time with what they saying online. Your position's divine, don't believe, look around. I got a strong mind and a kind heart. What a soft kiss, but I love her.
You know, you love, bitch, you know you love this life. Don't nobody do you like me. You know, you love, bitch, you know you love this life. Don't nobody do you like me. You know,
don't you love this life like I love you. Anything you could ask, do it for you. Drop jacks, Birkin bags, Louboutin heels. Summer homes in Miami, Hollywood Hills. Vacationing in Monaco, Ibiza. On the French Riviera with our feet up. A lifestyle so rare, you know you ain't going nowhere.
You know.
something less mechanical. Find another way into your heart. Kinda crazy like a highway animal. Stop. Searching, searching so long.
Definition. They depicting the gimmick that most people don't even listen. A dick like Mr. Nixon, pussy like Paris Hilton. Thoughts never hit. I feed the truth until they getting sick. Reload the ammunition. Fake Damien Dash, dude. There ain't no love new. You busted like some cashew. This game just passes you. All of us really brand new. The industry chokes you out until you're sky blue. So we humble ourselves until we learning ourselves. Until God seeing that there ain't gonna be no wealth. Not a single penny. None of us is close to 20. Not banks, true or wrong. Not even James did it. This is all silly. Disgusted while I'm writing this. I look at Mr. Oracle. He look like this some bullshit. I'm just wasting paper. Feels like I'm fighting neighbors. We on the same team, but we just killed the dream. We on the phone talking about pulling triggers. Can't figure how a white calls another nigga. See, I don't get it. I try, but don't get it. This the last shit I'm spitting. But you love, period.
All I
I said was watch your kids, not me. You're talking a lot out the side of your mouth. Unless you forgot this ain't NY, it's the South. Where your word is your bond, and all your hot at is making me bored. You ain't no CEO, you ain't running shit. You're an intern, in other words, a bona fide. You're a tool, a petty fool, new to the game. And everybody can tell, they know who to blame. It's a goddamn shame you ignore my experience to push your own agenda. You must be delirious. I'm not a recording engineer, my stew ain't the spot.
No,
you're lucky I don't screenshot my inbox. From DMP to this new guy that supposedly signed with T.I. Stop running your mouth because I all need a ride.
Nobody's got a car.
Got me running background checks. Got me running background checks. Got me running background checks.
All right, we're live over here. I'm outside of Barnes & Noble, of course, and because, you know, Barnes & Noble's closed at 10 o'clock, of course, and it's in the car, of course. You know, I'm multitasking, you know, bringing the children to work. Right, John?
Yes, sir. Sometimes that's what you have to do.
And you see over here, Macy's over here behind me?
No, I can't. All I see is the light.
Okay, you see the light. I don't know if you can see Nordstrom's.
No.
You can see Barnes & Noble. If I turn the laptop, you can see Barnes & Noble behind me.
Yes, I see the building.
You know, and so Chick-fil-A is in a mall over there, you know?
Oh, okay.
So, Paul, it is hot tonight, you know? It's like, what is the temperature over there in Atlanta?
I don't know. It was pretty hot. It was like in the 90s, 99.
The only thing is, I mean, we can't get used to the heat good enough because it's not consistently heat. Over there is consistently heat. It's a heat box in Atlanta, right?
This is true.
You know, it's a heat box over here for the next few days here in New England. Well, of course, that was Melissa Rose, the last one you heard featuring True, because that was actually number 5 song for the month, and that was Don't Be a B, you know? I mean, you know, anyway, you can fill in the blank for that. Then you heard, of course, what is Jabari? Of course, what other song did you hear? I forget. Anyway, I don't have the list in front of me. But anyway, here's the Al Roker segment. We'll do the Al Roker segment. You can't really hear him fully. But I went to the Today Show back in April with the kids and saw my sister Stacey in Riverdale. So I hold up my sign on the Today Show window. But here's Al Roker, and then we'll come back to the last two songs. Okay, Johnny?
All right.
Okay.
Hey guys. Al, you are great.
That's a very manly cover.
That's nice.
Thanks, Al.
You're a very secure man.
Now,
Al, you are great, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
Escorted by Antoine Talbert Oaks, the Delphi funeral, she dressed up in a Arthurian costume. The other choice when it waist up, while other guests went all out.
Right,
for the birthday party of old friend, Viscount Artur de
Gaulle. Can I get a picture with you too?
Thank you.
Get a picture.
Also spent time with. And
so how you doing now?
Good.
All right, how do you do this now?
It's not really
can you take
it? The three men in the convertible are with her.
Me and Derek Shapiro now, Roka.
Explaining to do.
Thank you much, Al.
You bet.
Thank you.
So the Sun has this as their big exclusive, and they claim that the photographer at whom this gun was allegedly pointed is thinking about...
All right, I'm live again, back here at PPD Mass, of course, the North Shore of Boston, of course. And you can see, you can see the light behind me. Now I can see what you're talking about, you know, the light behind me.
Yeah.
You know why the light's behind me, Johnny?
Why is that?
Because I'm a star, and you're a star. Actually, you know what? Our listeners are stars. I want to thank everybody for listening, everybody for tuning in tonight. My horse's voice, because I worked a long day today, and I still have more work to do after this, you know. But I'm going to let you continue the show with the last two songs, of course, because I want to thank Al Roker, you know. Next month, there's something what's happening next month, okay?
All right.
Guess what happened next month?
What's that?
Next month, we have a soap opera star, the London Shapiro interviewing... of course, one of the plays, Carly Corinthos Jax. Her name is Laura Wright, and her husband, John Wright. They own Standing Sun Wines out in California. We interviewed them the other day. We actually talked with them via phone. I was in Cranston, Rhode Island, at my parents' house interviewing them. And then that's going to air next month.
Wow.
Can you believe that? And in addition to that, I want to thank anybody for watching and listening. The last two songs were made number two for the month of May, and they made number one. So number two is Andy Grammer, Fine By Me. And number one is Broken Hearted by Common, who me and Rolla interviewed. Can you believe that?
Wow.
So I'm going to sign off from Peabody here, and they can just watch you. And when they're done with Broken Hearted, listen to that. I guess you can sign off, John, right?
All right.
And thank you to Rich Productions in Atlanta, of course. Thank you, John.
Yes,
Rich
no Production. Problem.
Thank you to Repeat, too. Thank you to Repeat, right?
Yes, sir. So when the songs are done, I'll just call you, and you could just give a vocal ending to the show.
I will. I will do that, okay? So I want to sign off on Channel 2, but I'll say a goodbye ending on Channel 1, okay?
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not the type of girl to remain with the guy too shy, too afraid to say he'll give his heart to you forever. I'm not the boy that will fall to his knees with the sans class type begging you please to stay with him for worse or for better. But I'm staring at you now, there's no one else around. I'm thinking you're the girl for me. Just saying it's fine by me if you never leave, and we can live like this forever. It's fine by me. In the past I would try hard to commit to a girl, wouldn't get too far, it always somehow seemed to fall apart. But with you I could see what I need, I could dream realistically, and knew that this was different from the start.
See, I've been for time, such a crime, not a single word. Sipping on that Patron just to calm my nerves. Truthfully, I know you want it, so come and get it. Cheerio. See, I've been waiting all day for you to call me baby. So let's get up, let's get on it. Don't you leave me brokenhearted tonight. Oh.
Oh, really?
Yes. Do you want to sing on the Derek Shapiro Show?
No.
Why don't you sign on to sing? River, do you want to sing? Okay. Okay, why don't you want to sing one part while I'm on the Derek Shapiro Show for the
closest? I want to sing.
Okay. Thanks.
What's that?
Did you hear London?
I did hear London.
Did you hear London?
Let's get up, let's get on it. Don't you leave me broken hearted tonight.
You need to get her. Yeah, you need to get her in the studio.
Yes, I mean, can we record from Boston to Atlanta?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. John, thank you very much. Peter, thank you very much. I need some horses and watches out there for us.
What's that?
Okay, that's River, of course.
Okay.
And, well, anyway, thank you. And my son's out of control now, and I'm going to pay attention to my kids now, but thank you very much. Please tell the Derek Shapiro Show until next month, right?
Till next month. All right, signing off.
All right, take it easy.